Zipcar of Cambridge has become a darling on Wall Street. As Zipcar's initial public offering of stock took off, Zipcar's IPO opened at $18 a share and gained about $10 to close at $28 a share. One analyst says Zipcar has a unique story.
Yeah, I think definitely on the stock market, it seems to be like a unique deal here.
That's analyst Joseph Schuster at IPOX Schuster in Chicago. He tells me investors have been looking for a safe bet and environmentally friendly choices.
Obviously, IPO investors in this environment, they look for unique deals with good growth prospects, which fit, you know, their portfolios. And then obviously, like Zipcar here really benefits from being in a unique space.
Do you see any part of this reaction today being some pent-up demand? You know, IPOs have had a sort of a checkered past over the past couple of years.
I think, I mean, first of all, it really benefits from kind of positive feedback momentum. Traders who jump in because they made good money on the Qihoo IPO recently or other very hot IPO offerings, and I think Zipcar definitely benefits here. Also consider it's a very small IPO, so you don't need to really attract a lot of institutional money actually to push that price upwards. And I would suspect to some degree, I believe, you know, the company intentionally leaves some money on the table here in order to gain, you know, marketing benefits. You and I are talking about Zipcar. It's reported all over the United States and probably globally, and it gives them a lot of exposure. So they leave some money on the table at the benefit of getting marketing here.
What do you see going forward, as we say, appropriately with this company going down the road for Zipcar? Do you see its growth continuing?
I mean, fundamentally, the growth is definitely going to continue. I think key is that, you know, these gross proceeds they're getting now, this $100, you know, plus million dollars, they will use it for expansion. I mean, that's not necessary to keep the, you know, story going. Where the stock price is going to go, I mean, I'm sure in the next 3 to 6 months, fundamentals for this company will not matter. You know, once we, you know, pass the quiet period, then obviously we see hopefully fundamentals then coming in, earnings releases coming in. If those earnings releases are actually meeting their expectations, you know, the stock can keep on going higher. But if not, obviously, I think there's going to be a lot of volatility ahead for the respective offerings. But it does not mean if a company jumps at the first, you know, day of trading that it cannot keep on going, you know, for the time being or even for the medium or long run. The key is it needs to meet the expectations.
That's analyst Joseph Schuster at IPOX Schuster of Chicago. Now, even with the IPO, profits at this young company have been elusive. In the most recent quarter, Zipcar reported a net loss of more than $1 million compared to a profit of $1.3 million in the year-ago quarter. Zipcar is being traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol ZIP. I'm Anthony Silva, WBZ News Radio 1030.